This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
All right, Boker Tov. There was a philosopher named John Locke. John Locke brought to the world the idea of the social contract. What's a social contract? A social contract is that by being part of society, you take upon yourself certain obligations. Let's say a little differently. By being part of a society and wanting to reap the benefits of being part of that society, you not only have obligations, you also have restrictions. You have what he called restrictions of your own personal freedom that you give up in order to be part of the society. For example, you want to be part of society, you want to get the benefits of society, you also have to pay for it. You have to pay taxes. You want to be part of a society that uses the roads and the highways. Great. You should know there's such a thing as a speed limit. Because what you do impacts other people, and you're part of society. So even though you want to race down the street at a ridiculous speed, you could cause injury or death of other people and property, and therefore you're required to restrict your own movements, your own liberties, in order to be part of that society for the benefit of everybody else. That's John Locke's social contract. The truth is that in halakha we have this exact same concept, only it's not just about public safety, it's also about halakha, about mitzvot. So for example, not just ahavta l'recha kamocha, you have to love one another and we have obligations based on ahavta l'recha kamocha, but also kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. We're all obligated to be responsible for one another, which means I can do what's called, I don't know, a bracha levatela to help you. You didn't hear Kiddush, I should make Kiddush for you. I have to blow shofar for you. The truth is, it goes much more than that. You know, we've been learning Baba Batra this year. Zoning laws. What's a zoning law? It's a restriction of your right within your property for the benefit of other people. You normally can dig a ditch, but don't dig it too close to your neighbor's fence. Because even then, it's your field, it's your ditch, you should be able to do what you want. No. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. Social contract means that you have responsibility towards others, even when it impinges on you, your property, your money, and your liberties. Yes? Same thing is true with public safety laws, etc., all of which, of course, pollution laws, are found in the second parak of Baba Batra. I want to go one step further. I want to take you to my favorite expression of social contract, and that is the position of Rava. Rava says like this. You all ready? How many of you, raise of hands, have ever blown a shofar on Rosh Hashanah and falls out on Shabbat? Good, the answer should be no. How many of you have ever taken lulav and etrog on Shabbat? Anyone know why? Now here, this is like mainstream normative. Nobody's ever done it. Let me just be clear. None of you have ever done the primary mitzvah of the day. Shofar is the mitzvah de'oraita, and it only shows up twice. And if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbat, you wave a mitzvah de'oraita. You want to know why? It says Rava. The person who's blowing the shofar might come to carry the shofar for Amot and Rishut HaRavim. Imagine the situation. He's practicing, and he accidentally drops the shofar, and he says, oh my God, I have to know, is this a crack shofar or not? Let me take it to the rabbi. And to get to the rabbi, he's got to cross the main street. He's got to go through Rishut HaRavim. So we're worried that he's going to do that. And therefore, you all don't have to do a mitzvah, can't do the mitzvah. We're worried that maybe he's, right, listen to this case. The Baal Kore, the Baal Tokea, forgot to bring the shofar to the shul. Now, you think he's going to show up in the morning, he's going to be so embarrassed, everyone's going to be like, okay, blow the shofar. He's like, oh my God, I forgot, and you know, there's no Erev. What are we worried about? We give up our mitzvah d'oraita of shofar, our way of connecting to God on shofar, on Rosh Hashanah, because someone might violate Nesar. That's the halachic social contract. That not only do we do things for physical safety, but also for spiritual safety. If something that I do, if a liberty that I have, might cause someone to break halacha, then we just give up on it, right? Even if, you know, again, kidney out for me seems like it's perfectly okay. But if in some part of the world, kidney out is still a problem, and if I matter kidney out, it might cause other people to violate halacha, I'm sorry. We're all just going to have to continue to not eat kidney out. That's the Jewish religious halachic social contract. Okay, and all of us have been experienced this also in our own way, right? Everything having to do with COVID is a social contract. We're limiting our own liberties by having to buy masks, buy tests, and wear them for the safety of other people. Why am I telling you all of this? Because it all emerges from this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, we have a kohen. The kohen has to wear one of his begadim, right? Parsha Tetzav is all about the bigdei kuna, the clothing of the kohen gadol. Pamon zahav v'rimon, pamon zahav v'rimon. He wears bells. Why does he wear bells? I mean, gotta be honest with you, it's gotta be annoying to make noise wherever you go. It's heavy, it makes music. Seriously, you can't like surprise anybody. I mean, it's gotta be, you know, why do you have to do that? Says the pasuk, you know why? V'nishma kolo b'vol ha-kodesh. Everyone will hear when you're coming into the kodesh. And v'lo yamut. You won't die. What does it mean you won't die? Explains the Rashbam. It has to do with the pasuk in Parshat Achrimo. What does the pasuk tell us there? The pasuk says, of course, the pasuk that was here before. What does the pasuk say? V'chol adam lo yeh bo moed v'vo l'chaper b'kodesh ad seito. No one is allowed in the Mishkan, in the Kodesh, anywhere near the Kohen Gadol, as he goes into the Kodesh on Yom Kippur. Because what will happen if you do? Nothing good. So let's just review. The Kohen Gadol, all year round, has to wear heavy, annoying, noisy bells. Because one day a year on Yom Kippur, people need to know he's going to the Kodesh, or it's going to cost them their life. That's social contract. That's the halachic social contract. Not only do we want to make sure that we never do anything that causes ourselves to do something wrong, that puts other people in danger, physically or spiritually, but we have to make sure we give up on our own liberties, do things to make sure that Am Yisrael, that no one in Am Yisrael, should God forbid get sick, or should God forbid do anything asur based on something that we did or didn't do. Be the Kohen Gadol. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.